Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Wealth in Christ Show, a show where we inspire the masses to become financially free without compromising their faith in Christ. I'm your host, Dami, and today we'll be having an important conversation about how to stop living paycheck to paycheck. According to a report done by PYMTS and CNBC, between 63% to 78% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And according to a survey done by Pew's Research Center, 43% of six-figure earners say they live paycheck to paycheck. And living paycheck to paycheck means someone's income barely covering their essential living expenses. And they spend all their earnings on necessities like houses, utilities, groceries, transportation, with little to no money left over. So an example of someone living paycheck to paycheck is someone who makes $1,000 on a monthly basis and also have to spend $1,000 on a monthly basis to cover their living expense. That's a perfect example of someone living paycheck to paycheck. And for many of us, that may be our case where we know we get paid, but before we even look in our account, the money has to be already allocated to so many different bills. So whether it's credit card, whether it's the rent, whether it's the groceries, in order for us to survive. And at the end of the month, we don't have anything left over in order for us to think about investing, in order for us to think about going on vacation or doing anything nice or even think about giving. You know, it makes it very hard to do the things that we truly want to do if we're living paycheck to paycheck. Just to go more in depth of people living paycheck to paycheck, a report done by Bankrate states that 56% of U.S. adults wouldn't be able to cover a $1,000 emergency expense from their savings. So to put the numbers in perspective, we already have 63 to 78% of American living paycheck to paycheck. In addition to that, 56% of U.S. adults wouldn't be able to cover a $1,000 emergency expense from their savings. So this is without using their credit card, and that's a whole different conversation that we need to have on the high usage of credit cards, especially here in America. I believe it's almost like $1 trillion, the total debt that Americans owe. Just for credit card, over $1 trillion. And you may wonder, what are $1,000 emergency that people wouldn't be able to afford if it was supposed to happen to them? So you may ask, Diane, what is $1,000 emergency that I need to be saving for? And $1,000 emergency that you need to be saving for is a car repair. You know, whether that be, you know, getting a new alternator, flat tire, you know, a dead battery, you know, to get a new washing machine, get a new refrigerator, a new oven, to even go into medical bills. You know, you may still have to pay for deductible or co-payments despite the fact you have insurance. And it can be as high or up, it can go as high or up to $1,000. So those are the different things that those are the different things that 56% of U.S. adults wouldn't be able to cover because they don't have $1,000 in their saving accounts. So now I want to provide a few tips on how you can start living paycheck to paycheck. One is by creating a budget. You know, creating a budget will allow you to understand how much money do you need in order to cover your living expense. And also creating a budget will also allow you to realize that you may be spending more money in a specific area that you don't need to be spending on. Maybe you're spending too much money on going out to eat and you need to cut back in order to build that $1,000 emergency fund. Maybe you are taking too many Ubers, so maybe you need to cut back on the amount of Uber in order to reach the $1,000 emergency fund. You know, you may wonder why, like, this emergency fund, because very few people in America, and as well globally, you know, when we're talking about financially free, having $1,000, you know, being disciplined enough to save $1,000, you can also be disciplined enough to save $10,000. You can also be disciplined enough to save $100,000. You can also be disciplined enough to save $1,000,000. And not that you will save your way, but it's being able to save $1,000 is the first step you can take becoming financially free. And having a budget will allow you to do that. A budget will allow you to know what you need to cut back on. Having a budget will put in perspective of how much you're really spending, because too many times people are spending money and not really knowing what they spend it on. So being able to sit down, whether it's on using paper or pen, or creating a spreadsheet, create a budget and see where your money is going. Understand where your money is going. And once you realize that where your money is going, understand, and you make cuts when you can make cuts at, the next thing for you to do is to think of, is it necessary for you to possibly ask your supervisor or your boss for more hours at work? Or for you to start a side hustle such as Uber, DoorDash, so many other side hustles that you can start. You know, is this a necessity for you to start that in order for you to start living paycheck to paycheck? Because I do understand that there's only so much you can cut back in order for a person to meet their necessity. And everyone's need is different. So you need to figure out, do you need to get a second job? Do you need to start applying for higher jobs, you know, higher paying jobs? That's another thing you need to consider, you know, to help you start living paycheck to paycheck. You know, once you create a budget, once you decide, reflect on whether you need to start a side hustle, whether you need to get a new job, or ask for more hours at your current job, the next thing is for you to plan on how you can save your $1,000 emergency. How you can save $1,000 in case of emergency. You know, how quickly can you save $1,000 for a case of emergency? And it could be as putting $10 away, $20 away, $50 away, $100 away. You know, it all depends on where you are financially. You know, putting money aside. And once you reach that $1,000, I would recommend you to build the savings of, you know, having $1,000 for emergency using a high yield saving accounts. And once you have that $1,000 saved, you know, now you want to build on it. You know, depending on your monthly expense, the next goal is for you to save 3 to 6 months of your monthly expense. Once you have that $1,000 put away, now you want to save 3 to 6 months. 3 to 6 months of your monthly expenses, because anything can happen. You can lose your job, your business can, something can happen to your business, or so many different things can happen. You know, you get hurt, you can't work, or you can't open your business. There's so many things you can do. That's why we need to save 3 to 6 months, preferably 6 months of monthly expenses. So in case anything does happen, you know, you'll be covered at least for 6 months. And once you have once you create a budget, going back again, you create the budget, you look at what you can do in order to either cut back or increase your income. You know, even if like your business owner, it may be increasing your prices on your product. It may be increasing your prices on a product or offering an extra service, you know, in order to do it. And once you do that, is now for you to save $1,000. And once you save that $1,000, the next thing is for you to save 3 to 6 months. 3 to 6 months of your monthly expense. And once you save 3 to 6 months of your monthly expense, you know, the next thing for you to do is figure out how much you can, you know, is to decide on the amount that you would like to invest into the market. You would like to, you know, put away into the stock market, being the fact that the S&P 500 does about an average between 8 to 10%, depending on the timeline you're looking at, between 8 to 10% the market's yield on average. So you need to decide how much you'd be willing to put away on a weekly or monthly basis, whether it's $10 a week, $20 a week, or $100 a month. Then you're gonna put aside and invest in an ETF that mirrors the S&P 500, where you can benefit of getting 8 to 10% on average. And you want to continue to do that. you want to continue these few different steps. You want to continue in this tips, and as you get more mature and you get better with your fund, you can increase how much you save, you can increase how much you invest it. But it's important for you to start from somewhere. It's important for you to sit down, open your laptop or get a notebook, set up, figure out what your budget is. Create a budget, be mindful of what you're spending. Be mindful of where you can cut back off. Think about places you may cut back, things that are not necessarily wants, but are, not necessarily needs, but are wants. And where you may need to delay a couple of months just so you can get back on track, so you can stop living paycheck to paycheck. And in the midst of all of this, creating a budget, depending on your finance situation, you may have debt, whether it's credit card debt, whether it is student loan debt, student loan debt, you need to, or car note. You also, you need to figure out how you can pay that off, or how you can include that, figure out, create a plan on how you can pay that off as soon as possible. As soon as possible, especially your credit card. How you can pay off your credit card as soon as possible. Because being charged interest of almost 25%, it will make it very hard to start living paycheck to paycheck. So that's another thing. You need to figure out how to reduce debts such as credit card loans. A credit card debt. I hope it blessed you guys. And just to recap on the different tips that I gave, one is to set a budget. Two is to think about what ways you can bring more income, whether it's if you're a business owner, which is to create another service, or to increase your prices on a certain product. If you're 9 to 5, starting a side hustle such as Uber Eats or DoorDash, or selling a product or service that you think people can benefit from. Go on to three, saving that, building yourself a $1,000 emergency fund. Building yourself a $1,000 emergency fund. And once you do that, save the 3 to 6 months. Save 3 to 6 months of your monthly expenses. And once you do that, slowly start investing into mutual, to ETF that will give you ETF that start investing into ETFs that mirrors the S&P 500, where you can yield 8 to 10% on average, just investing in such ETF. So I hope that, again, this bless you guys. I hope this encourage you guys. For those of you guys who may be living paycheck to paycheck, I hope you guys see this as a way to get out. This could be your year. This is just about taking the first step. You just gotta take the first step. And taking that first step, if you truly want to become financially, you're gonna have to sacrifice some places, some things. It's not as easy, but I'm telling you, once you start get going and you have your $1,000 emergency, you no longer have credit card debt. You have 3 to 6 months, you're investing, you will feel much better about your situation. You'll be much happier about your situation. And lastly but not least, you would no longer be part of a statistic that I'm saying here or anyone is saying across YouTube or Instagram. You would no longer be part of such a statistic. So I hope, again, this bless you guys. I hope this encourage you guys. And comment down below if there's anything else you would like me to talk about in regards to personal finance. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Stay blessed and enjoy the rest of your week, guys.